Okay, we begin of our basa. Welcome to the new faces. Anybody new, I'd appreciate if you come over to me and tell me your name. Not now, but later. Right, the only prerequisite for this year is that you be committed to showing up every day. Regular basis, no, without coming and going. Beyond that, that's the only prerequisite. Really, people who can't make it every day, it's not, this year's not for you. Beyond that, our plan is to finish the Daf Lamed. Hopefully, the Bidiyas Techanical will finish the Mishnah on Yudalid, which is one sugya. It's like one receptor from Beis Yudalid. The sugya from Biffle and Biyachamid. And Daf Yudalid and Chaf Aleph are sugyas of Tzumah, which we're not going to learn in this Seder. Hopefully, we'll find time to have a Bikiyah Seder separately and finish those seven blocks. After that, we're going to learn from Chaf Aleph to Lamed. Second Seder is supposed to start from Daf Lamed. The plan is in Yisrael Hashem to make it there. Now, the first day we need a few hakdamas. Hakdama regarding Bidika and a hakdama regarding Bithel. And fortunately, Rashi and Taisus give us the Pesach right away because they start in the Sechta by getting into an argument about the estate of Bidika immediately. Right? Omar Bas, the Baikin of Tachanus, Rashi says, Vayavar Allah Vayavar Vayamate. And Taisus is Matmiya Nashi. Taisus says it's not so. That really, you have to do Bithel anyway. So you're going to do Bithel. So, Minatayra, you're not even by your Abayamatik. So you did Bithel. So why do you have to do Bidika? So Taisus says that Tichniwa Chacham lived at Chamas Umavarai Shalayavai Loichwan. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Taisus says to be not even by your Abayamatik is enough to do Bithel. Bithel would satisfy the Din Dairais. And to be satisfied to Dindrabana, Shalayavai Loichla, you might find it comes to eat it. That's why Chazawa Machayev of Bidika. So there are a number of Nafkaminis between Rashi and Taisus. The Kiveida, the Gilyan Ashas, they can sue a Taisus on Daf Yura Middays. What Taisus there says, one Nafkamina between Rashi and Taisus, is Chomei Tlachara Pesach. If Pesach already passed, someone did not do a Bidika. So we know that Chomei Shavar of a Pesach is also Bachila. Is there a requirement that a person do Bidika after Pesach? According to Rashi Shita, there'd be no Bidika. So the Bidika is that a person shouldn't be either by or by Masa. So Mamela after Pesach, it is not Shaykh anymore by or by Masa. So there's no need to do a Bidika. According to Taisa Shita, that the Gezerah is that a person shouldn't come to eat it, so that would be Shaykh after Pesach. Even after Pesach, since some of Shavuot of Pesach is also Bachila. So even after Pesach, there would be a Chiyuv Bidika on Chametz, which remains, the say, on a person's home where he didn't do a Bidika beforehand, he would have to be Bidika. The truth is, the Mishnah just says the Feresh, Yibdik La'achar HaMayit. The Feresh Mishnah that Lloyd Bardach, the Sech HaMayit, Yibdik La'achar HaMayit. Which, like Taisus, means you do Bidika after Pesach. Rashi, the Shitasai, is matzik to say La'achar HaMayit means, doesn't mean after Yom Tov, like Taisus, La'achar HaMayit means after Yom Tov you do Bidika. According to Rashi, it can't mean that. Because Bidika is for the purpose of, she shouldn't be ever by Rabbi Yamasai. So Rashi, there is matzik that it means after this Zman Bidika, means during Pesach. This Zman Bidika is Erev Pesach till Shor HaShishis. If it's already Pesach, Lacha Abayit means after the Mayed, the time of Bidika, if you didn't do Bidika. So you do it afterwards, which is during Pesach, but not Lacha Pesach. But Rashi, there's no reason to do Bidika after Pesach. So Lacha HaMayed, the word Mayed, according to Rashi, means Mayed meaning Zman Bidika. After the Zman Bidika, you would still do Bidika called Zman Pesach. But not Lacha Pesach. So that's the first nafkamina between Rashi and Taisus. Steifler says the second Afghanina. This is in the Chadashim, the Akiva Chadashim, the letters. The Steifler says that it would be an Afghanina. Let's say you have a person who cannot do a bedika. Whatever reason, he's a chayla. He's anonymous. He can't do a bedika in his house. He planned to go to a hotel, and then the hotel closed up, and he stuck home. So he didn't do a bedika to clean a house. He can't. It's very hard to clean a house in a short period of time. So somebody's anonymous, and he cannot do a bedika. Is it mutter for him to live in his house on Pesach? Or not? So what would you say? think it through. Why not? What's the tzad yet? What's the tzad now? A person is home. And he didn't do bedika. Point of the tzad is that bedika is shema yavai laiflai. So you can be home. Chazal didn't want you to be in a place where shema yavai laiflai. You have to move out. You have to move it to somebody else's house. You did a bedika. You can't live in a house where you didn't do bedika. According to Rashi, what's the whole purpose of the bedika? Rashi also says no such kaveira shom yavei life. Rashi's shita is that the bedika is shom yavei v'bayira v'bayimasa. Now, this person, whether he lives home or he doesn't live home, he's going to be over. If he has promise, he'll be over anyway. Being home and not being home doesn't change by your raw, by your mutter. Whether you're home or not, it doesn't change anything. What if moving out can help? But you have to know that, and assuming that you know, by your raw doesn't mean you know how to look at promise. If you have promise to your house and you throw a cloth over it, you can't see it, you still have to by your raw. By your raw means promise can't be in a place where it can be seen. By your mutter doesn't mean you know how to find it, it means it can't be in a place where it can be found. If you have chametz in your house and you move out, it's still like a bayra by matzah. So like Rashi is up to Steifler, you can be home. You didn't do bedika. So you're anonymous, you didn't do bedika. Moving out is not going to help you. Moving out is not going to do anything for you. Whatever your idea, you're either, whatever you're not, idea, not either. And it's a very shiachtic shayla. Everyone thinks, how shiachtic that a person is an honest on bedika. People very often have shaylas on Pesach. They lock up a room and they sell the chametz in the room to a guy. In the middle of Pesach, they have a shayla that they want to go into the room to get something. Or people go to their in-laws. They don't clean out the house. They just lock up the house. They do a mechira, and there's no bedik in the house. They go to their parents. They go to their in-laws. In the middle of Pesach, they decide it gets cold. They want to go back and get their sweater. Are you allowed to go back into the house? So this would be Tali and Machlaikis. The disciples say, this is Tali and Machlaikis Rashi and Taisis. What happened? This what you did. You didn't do Bedika. So, like Taisis, you wouldn't be allowed to go to the house. Because you need a Bedika for Hashem and Yipsit must be up with the Echlana. Maybe you're going to find something and out of habit you'll come to eat it. But like Taisis, it would be a problem going into the house. Because you need a bedika, and if there's no bedika, there's a chash of that you might come to eat. Now, according to Rashi, there's no reason not to go into the house. Why shouldn't I go into the house? I sold the chametz to a guy. So why shouldn't I go into the house? Rashi holds there's no such gezeira that you might come to eat. You sold the chametz, you did a bittul, you can go into the house. So it comes out the disciple is saying, which remember, it's not communion between Rashi and Tosis. In a situation where you have a bias shayne bother, you have a house that's not bothered for whatever reason. If a person's allowed to be in a house shayne bother, comes out as a tremendous machlokes is in Tully in the time of the bedika. According to Taisis, you wouldn't be allowed to go into any house that's shayne bother if you might have chametz there. Now, if you're going to go. You're going to go to the Empire State Building, you're going to go to the Statue of Liberty, it's a broken chain of bother. But you don't have chametz there, we're not going to be chayshish, you're going to come to eat the chametz that belongs to someone else. Your bedika is only a place where your chametz, where your master is your chametz. It's something that your bubbleminei, Tosfos says later, that something your bubbleminei, Arlo and Kaliakarim, you didn't make exactly. Same thing, if someone else's chalitz, you're not making a gezeira that you might take someone else's chalitz, you're bothering me now all the time. You never take the different person's chalitz in years. Whether it was sold? Well, you don't have to sell. If you did this, well, you don't have to sell. The problem is people have things they want to use, they have to pay stuff, so they sell it. I don't mean to get into the issue of selling. That's not true. It's not the issue. What I mean to say is, even if you sold and you did bittul, but you didn't clean out your house, according to Texas, you wouldn't be allowed to go back in. Very common shame. Yeah, you're right, technically, but the Gezeira Shomei Yavam Arkel is still fine. That's right. So you're anonymous. What are you going to do? And we're just back to still in the case where you're anonymous. Now, in our case, the person that ever by your house, he sold it. He sold the promises, the battle they showed, whatever he did. But the question is there any reason not to go in? Because there are no reasons, there's no Gezeira. And that is about your right, you're going to interrupt on
Hashem. What type of an onus is that, where you can really live outside the street, you don't have to live in your house?
You're an onus in the Aveira of Vayura Vayimasa.
Yeah,
not an onus. Living out of the house is not going to help you not be either Vayura.
But you move out of house. It's your promise in your house. You didn't do it with Eko, so you can't live in your house because
why can't I live in the house?
Because you can live outside the house, you can go to somebody else's house.
Well, what is going to someone else's house better than being in my house?
That's
going to
be Eko.
But I'm going to be able to buy you well even if I move to the other person's house. So I don't gain anything by moving. If you have chametz in your house, you're an onus. So if being in your house you have a bayura, in such a case, moving out doesn't change it. Just your being there doesn't change anything. You could be in the United States now, from the United States, you still have a bayura. Because bayura is of your own part. The on Davav, the Gemara is going to say that if you find chametz on Pesach, what do you do? What do you want to know? On Yantik, not on Chomayim, on Yantik. Kai Fala Kli. The Gemara says that if you find chametz on Pesach, you take a pot or something, you turn it upside down over the chametz. So Rashi there is the kasha. Rashi is that the halacha is that if you have chametz shogai in your house, you have to put a mechitza in front of it. It's not enough to clean. Let's say you have a guy's chametz, you sold chametz to a guy. It's not enough to be careful of clean. You have to put it behind the mechitza atzar. You have to have a wall in front of the guy's chametz on Pesach. Okay, let's say your house, you have spaghetti, you have chametz sticky, you don't want to burn it. Sell to a guy. Halacha is you have to put it behind the mechitza atzar. It's also on that part. The fact Rashi, why, when you have a guy's chametz in your house, you have to build a mechitza of 10 fachim high. And if you find your own chametz, it's enough to be kaifal of kli. Why don't you have to build a mechitza of hasar? Why don't you also have to build a mechitza of 10 fachim, a mechitza in front of the chametz? It's Rashi's catch. What would you answer? What? If I can't, your chametz, you should still have a mechitza hasar. I thought everyone's going to have one. That's what I thought you were going to say. Now I build a mechitza on Yom Kippur. Rashi doesn't say. What Rashi says is that you only need a mechitza hasar for chametz that's going to be there for many days. The chametz that's going to be there just for one day, it's enough to be kind for a local. It's Rashi's parents. You might not be such an exciting parent. As far as the Rashi says clearly, it's only for one day. So you realize it's only yantif that you cover with a kli. And as soon as chavayit comes, you burn it. So he says for one day, it's enough kfiyas kli. Why would you try to divide by the time? According to Rashi. Right. We're going to get to that. I'll get to it. Okay, we'll have to see. That's a kasha on Rashi. We're trying to talk about that. I guess we're sure. There are other Rishayim who ask this kasha that you're not allowed to build a mechitza. Why did Rashi say it? Because on Yantif you can't build a mechitza. So Lechaira, like this cipher that we just spoke out, it would come out very beautiful. First you have to be magdim. Are you allowed to build a temporary mechitza? Are you allowed to put up a curtain on Yantif? So the halacha is, a mechitza arai, a temporary mechitza, you're allowed to put up on Yantif. First, you're allowed to take a curtain and hang up a curtain on Yantif. Unless it's what Chazal call a mechitza hamateres. Mechitza hamateres means, the example of Chazal. Somebody has a candle burning in his bedroom. It's also to do bia in a room in which a light is lit. So a person wants to put up a mechitza in front of that light. He wants to build a mechitza tassara, put up a curtain, to block the light so that he'll be allowed, bia will be mutter on the other side. So that's also because that's called a mechitza hamateres. And for that, mechitza hamateres means it's a choshev mechitza because it's a halacha mechitza. It's a halachic mechitza. It's a mechitza which tuzay something in halacha. That's a mechitza that has a din of chashivas, and that's also to build even on Shabbos Yantif, even if it's temporary. Okay, again. A temporary mechitza you're allowed to build on Yom Kippur. Notice, a mechitza hamateres, the mechitza which causes a hamachi, a heter, a mechitza hamateres you're not allowed to build on Yom Kippur. A mechitza which causes a, if you have a sukkah that's missing a wall, you wouldn't want to put up a wall, it would be temporary, only put it up for the sukkah ma'id, then you'll put up a good wall. You want to put up a curtain, it should be a wall to make the sukkah mud. Okay, now I do that on Yom Kippur. That's a mechitza hamateres. Even though you don't have to, no nails, no malachi, just going to hang a curtain over the pole. But became a mechitza hamateres, even if it's aray, you're not allowed to build. A mechitza kavua, you're never allowed to build. But a mechitza's aray, you're allowed to build on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, unless it's a mechitza hamateres. Another example, if you want to build a mechitza for without carrying, it's also us, it's the mechitza of my house. Which? Oh, that's all it gets. So now, we have to have cup. Let's say, in my house, I didn't go with the deacon. I have comments in my house. I didn't go properly. The deacon, and it's really young, and I see I have comments in my house. So, is there any isser on my being in the house at this point? According to Rashi, there's never an isser to be in a house. Rashi Shita, his disciple says, there's never an isser to be in a house of Chametz. There's no gezeirah with Shami Yavi like Lenin. So according to Rashi Shita, it's not a mechitza hamateres. This mechitza wouldn't be, even if I put up the mechitza, it's not a mechitza hamateres. Because I'm allowed to live in the house anyway. Whatever the person does, he does it anyway. Mechitza doesn't change it. This mechitza is not a mechitza on my terrace at all. So according to Rashi, really I'd be allowed to build. If Chazal would have said I should build a mechitza, I'd be allowed to build a mechitza. It's not mati or anything. It doesn't cause a heter of sin mechitza. Masha'enkein, according to Taisus, it's also to live in the house because of the Gzeira Shama Yavilayahuay. There really is an issue. According to Taisvis, if Chazal would have obligated a mechitza, it would have been a mechitza amateras. And it's taka true, like Taisvis, it would be a mechitza amateras. And according to those that say, you're not allowed to build this mechitza on Yantik, it's because it's also Albinian, they're going with Taisvis Shita, that it's a mechitza amateras. So if you hold, like Taisvis Shita, it's a mechitza amateras, so then Rashi's kasha never started.
Rashi is, why did Chazal say Kaisel of Kli? Chazal should have said build a mechitza. If Chazal would have obligated a mechitza, that would have been a mechitza that's matir. According to Rashi, very good. According to Rashi, it's not matir anything. Because you're allowed to live in the house anyway. So Rashi is the kasha. Rashi is, why don't you build a mechitza? So Rashi answers, l'chad yoyim is sagi b'kliyat. So the Shita song fits in very nicely. So.
There's
no such Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say clearly any place that. The Gemara says, "Have played the social yivatul for a reason." Doesn't mean I'm a vatul social yidai. That's Taisus. You're talking about Taisus right from that year? I'm not sure what you're referring to. The Gemara says you need a bittul even though there's a bedika. Have played the social yivatul because Shem Yom Tzigluskia. The reason I'm a vatul social yidai. That's Taisus Kedusha. It's about that part of the day. Right. It doesn't have a Vakut Sashiyat. It's a Vakut Sashiyat. Okay, so this is basically what we're coming away with is maybe an appreciation of the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus here in the reason for Bedika, the town for Bedika. That the reason for Bedika. According to Rashi, it's basically a machlokes whether there is such a whether such a zera exists or such a zera does not exist. We have count there is two or three nafkaminas. We have the nafkamina places of Yud, the stats of nafkaminas, and the nafkamina of the Kita Materes. So they're basically the three nafkaminas. There's the Kilos Yaket Hachadoshim. It's the first piece on Tzavim. I think it's been in Tzavim. Now, having a Clarkite and a Machlaikis, we now still have to answer up the Kasha on Rashi. Right, there's a problem. Taisus is bothered with Rashi. Now, what's Taisus' Kasha? That it's enough Bittul. What is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that the Dika is because of Ayurab Ayurmatzei. But for Taisus, you have to do Bittul anyway. Chazal obligated you to do a Bittul. So it's inaccurate to say that the Bedika is because of Bali Masa. That's Taisus Kash on Rashi. What you have to do is try to have a Havana in try to answer the Kasha that Taisus is on Rashi. And for this, we're going to come on to the Rashi. But before we come on to that, if you really want to appreciate the Ram, we have to discuss the second Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, which is on the Dalal and the Beis. But again, if you say for the Perek, and let's understand, the Ram brings it down, but if you want to look into the Ram, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus in what Bittul is. Okay, we have one Machlokes Tzedika, that's what we discussed filming. That is another Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. And what is Bittul? What is Bittul Chametz? What happens when you're Mevatel Chametz? You get up and you say that this Chametz is Kafa Diara. What exactly are you doing? So I think that most people, if you ask the Hamoinam, it probably includes most of you who didn't learn this parak yet, understand that how does Bittul work? What does Bittul do? Immaculate. That's why most people understand. That's called Bittul Mitan Hefker. And that is Taisus Shita. Taisus Shita, the Abdallah of the day, is that Bittul works Mitan Hefker. It's a simple way of avoiding the problem. Hefker can not do anything. So if you want, you're not the Yachamitz. You're not the Yachamitz. You're not over on any Kaveris. You have no problem at all. That is Bittul Mitan Hefker. Rashi does not learn that Bittul is Hefker at all. Rashi Shita, and Abdallah in the base, and the Ran brings it down here, is that Bittol has nothing to do with Hefker. Bittol is the Xeret HaKosov of Tashbisu. It says, Tashbisu Sa'ar Mimatechem. It doesn't say, Tisrifu Chameh Mimatechem. It doesn't say, Ta'abdu Chameh Mimatechem. It says, Tashbisu. What does Tashbisu mean? So the target for Tashbisu is Tevatlon, Bittol. What does Bittol mean? Bittol means that you declare that it has no chashivas to you. That it doesn't matter to you. The promise is kafra the arat, you would have no chashivas. And that's adequate. And not only that, but you only have to say it. Bittol belay is adequate. It's enough to think it. The Vatlun, according to Rashi Shita, is that it's enough to even think in your heart that this chametz is kafra di'ara, I don't care about it, it doesn't matter to me, I'm not going to end up using it. And that's adequate to create a kiyum of the pasuk of Tashbisu. So according to Rashi, Tashbisu is a new creature. There's no connection with it anywhere else in Chazal. It's a new concept that the title was kaveyah for us. That there's something called Bittol, not Hefker, not often did Hefker. Bittol is that you make a firm decision that this chametz is that it's not okay to you, you don't care about it, and you're kind with that tashbis. Now, there are many nafkaminas between Rashi and Tosfos. I'll mention a few of them to you. One nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos brought down in the Hagos Maimini under the Rambam in Parakbeis, Parakimel, rather, Oishes. He talks about whether you have to say a Lashon Hefker when you're Mavatu B'chadim. Any of you who've ever said the Lashon know that in our Nusa we say everything. That's what happens. We have a Chayt Rishayim, so we already related that to say everything. But in the time of the Rishayim, it was the Machlokes Rishayim. The Rav Yah and Rabbeinu Tam say that a person has to say Lashon Hefker. And the Rif and Rashi say that it's not necessary to say Hefker. It's not necessary. If you want, you can say it. It doesn't make it worse. But it's not the Lashon Hefker has nothing to do with business. It's Pashit that it's Lashitatam. Taisus holds it's Hefker. You have to say Hefker. Rashi holds it's nothing to do with Hefker, so Rashi says that it's enough to say the Vata of the Kapiti Island, that's adequate. That there's no necessity to say a Russian of Hefker. A second Afkamina. According to Rashi, alright, I'll explain. Let me just mention to you that according to Rashi, there's no question that Bittol B'Leiv is enough. You don't have to say anything. In your heart, you have to decide that this is not important to me, this chametz. There's no shadow. You don't have to say a word. So according to Tosfos, there's a question. We're going to have to deal with this question when we get to the Dabdala, where it says, Mavatu the Levi. There's a question in the Rishayim, if you need the pad as well. Do you have to say it, or is it enough to think it? Now the Pashtus, what should be Pashtus according to Tosfos? Pashtus? You should have to say it, that's the Pashtus. Because you can't make something Hefker by thinking. You should have the Pashtus, you should have to say it. And that's the Ran's Kash on Tosfos, the Ran Yes on Tosfos. The Gemara says, Mevakli the Levi, if it's Hefker, that's not enough. When the Ran in this piece says, Rabbeinu HaTzafotim, that's the Tosfos, okay? Rabbeinu HaTzafotim is the rabbi of the friend, which is Tosfos. If you look now again, you'll see that the Ran is bringing Rashi, Shita, and Bittol. Then he says, Rabbeinu HaTzafotim Amru, it's Al Hefker. And then he's going on to explain, to talk about Tosfos. But according to Rashi, B'Leiv is definitely enough. According to Tosfos, there's a question which we'll get to, if it's enough to do it B'Leiv. Third Afghanina, Rashi and Tosfos, is that you could do Bittol Ayyadei Shliach. You can be mevatel through a shliach. The Ran later in the Perek brings that you can't be makar things by the shliach. Why? Good question. The Ran says that you can't make things hefker by the shliach. And if so, like Tysus, you can't do it by the shliach. What about according to Rashi? What do you think? According to Rashi,
not
hefker, so it's bittul. So now, if I tell a shliach, you'll be my shliach to declare that this is afro bial. Is that enough? If I tell a shliach, I'd like you, do me a favor, it's hard for me to read the nusach, I can't read Hebrew. You read it to me. What? So you think it'll be good or wouldn't be good? Right, let me just tell you. Midrash Rabbanan, we say in this one. Okay, we said the light is enough by Rashi, that's what I say. Midrash Rabbanan, we say in this one, just to show, give me a staff for light. You know, if you're thinking it, who knows when you're thinking it. So we say it to show what we're thinking. But really, thinking is adamant. If I go over to a shliach and I tell him, listen, I don't know the words, just say the words for me. Is that good enough? That's the chav. It says the shofar says the chav. According to Rashi, if you tell the shliach to be mevatelit, it works. Forget about shlichus. It works because you are mevatelit. What did you do? You told the shliach. Now you have to know what it means. If you have no clue, you just think it's the kameya. It doesn't work. But if you know what it is, you tell somebody, listen, I want to do bittul. I don't know the nusach. You say it for me. So that itself is a bittul. By telling a shliach, say this for me, that itself is a bittul. You're being mevatel l'chamid. So it works to have them, even without no kashlichus. It doesn't come on to being a shlichus. It would come out even if by mistake you told a cotton to say it to you. You thought shlichus was a cotton. You told him to say it to me, you might see me. That would also work. Because for mitzvah, you declare that to you, this is out of the alma. And by declaring that, that's enough.
You
don't have ownership on something.
You have ownership
on it. Is that okay? You have to say, like, you just put it down. There's no one having to sit. I can find something.
Fine.
I could argue with you. I won't do it now. But I'll be masking for now. There's nothing else. It's not for now. I'm only talking to you. According to what they said, Shokhan Akhon Abbas sounds like it'll be enough. You're showing you want to be better? Now these are all maskaninis, but the truth is, and you have to remember this, and we'll come back to it, it's much more than maskaninis. There's a fundamental difference between Rashi and Tysis in what bittul is. Now be careful. When you're mevatel chametz, like Rashi, you are doing a Maisa HaMitzvah. Follow? You're being Mekayim Tashbisu. The Torah says Tashbisu. Sakrashi means Tavatlun. That means when you're doing, when you're going to do Bittul, you're saying, you take out the thing, you say, Koch Hanir Rachani Adika Bashusi. You are then doing a Maisa Mitzvah. According to Tysis, what are you doing when you do Bittul? It's like a trick to make that you're not ever and ever. You're being masquerade before this man comes. It's just like a hechatimsa. It's a trick to cause that I'm not ever. Just like some people are extra spaghetti, they give it to their Gaisha neighbor. Is there any mitzvah in Makai when you give it to them? No. Just getting rid of it. So give it away. My Tysus, when you're masquerade, you're not doing a mitzvah tashbisu. Not a mitzvah mitzvah tashbisu. Like Tysus, when you are mevatel, it's just a way to not be even by your by your mother. Somebody has a minute to put on the garfu when he does a mitzvah. So like Rashi, you have to put on the garfu. Because you do a tashbisu, you say, like, any mukham is only a kind of day. Like Tysus, you're not doing anything. Like Tysus, you're not doing a Maisa Mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? You're not doing a Maisa Mitzvah at all. You're just being mafkarit before the Zman, so that you shouldn't be over that there. It's not a Maisa Mitzvah, but wow. This Nafkanina says in the Chassidah, and Yitzhak Shem will discuss it again at length, but it's more than just a Nafkanina. It's a fundamental difference. It's a basic chilek between what's happening b'shas Bittul. Play to Rashi or the Kayim, what says in the Pasik? Because the Taisvis is the trick. It's a nice Ethikimsa, has also a Rabbi Ethikimsa, that you can avoid being over by your own by your. So we have the Ethikimsa. The Ethikimsa is being master it ahead of time, and if you're master it, you have no problem.
According
to
Rashi,
it's mixed with all the problems, and that's obviously the Taisvis. Nachinami, the Mishnah says that's not Kirti Rashi. It's a shame. We're going to get to that. There's nothing on this. We'll have to see that. You might be in Kansas that way soon. You can't agree with it.
But you're
cleaning
up a
situation,
getting rid of it.
Okay, good. That's all done. We can't cover the whole thing in one shot. Hold on, again, if you want to open up new things, we'll get to it. I just want that today that we should understand the basic things. I can't answer you without thinking out of Rav Chaim, which I want to speak out today. If you want to know if the Chaim is Gav Gavra Chefta, obviously it's Rav Chaim, right? So, we'll see. Yes. The question is if Duran is touching Taisus, or Duran is speaking on his own at that point. Generally, we don't. It's important to understand. This is not like a Rashi and Taisus. These are the two extreme sheets. Now, in Duran, the Ran himself, after this out of the Rashi and Taisus, goes into a bit of an arichus. It's explaining how it works. That Ran is somewhere in between Rashi and Taisus. You look again at the Ran, after you bring Rashi and Taisus, you start a new bold letters again. The Ran is somewhere in between Rashi and Taisus. He says it's hefker, but it works anyway. And he has his explanation. So you look at it again, it's the Ran is in between Rashi and Taisus. That's why they argue if the Ran needs to slay Taisus, we need to slay Rashi. It's the third sheet.
The first sheet,
he doesn't explain, he has only that one line before he goes into the explanation. The truth is, we don't even know if the Ran made these paragraphs, you know, broke him up this way. But, the Ran asks on Ran Taisus, Shema Timer in Cain, he says, Umar, in your people. And then he goes to an Arichus. It's not clear if that Ran is explaining Taisus or if it's his own words. And again, we have to understand the following. We have a Chai Srashi and Taisus, what people is. Really, as we're going to see, Rashi Shita is going to end up more Pashut as we learn through the parak. There'll be a number of rayas to the Shita of Rashi that Bittul is not Midin Hefker, and we're going to have to come back to this Ran to try to understand Taisus, try to answer up the kashas. The Ran is bothered by the problem that Bittul was delayed. And that's the problem with Taisus. That's the biggest kasha on Taisus, is that the Gemara seems to say Bittul is delay, so how can it work out Hefker? That's the major problem in Shita Taisus. So either you could say the Gemara is locked up, then you have to say the path, which is a Daifik. Or else, you have to go with the Ran's Mahalas, which also is not the Pashas of Taisus. So, again, I don't want to confuse the issue, but I'd like that after when you chazer, you should now look at the Ran again, and you'll see that the Ran is finding some middle ground, that it is half good, but it works anyway. Try to understand the Ran. Well, so we spoke after all, so far to be Mishnader, so you have Machlokes Rashi Taisus in the Bedika, Machlokes Rashi Taisus in the Bedika. Okay, Pashtus, the two Machlokes have anything to do with each other? Pashtus, no. Right, we have one Machlokes in Bedika. Why do you do, one Machlokes in Bedika, why do you do Bedika? So we have a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says for Bayor, Bayor, Matei. Taisus says for Shema Yavar Plan. The first Machlokes we spoke out today. Now we spoke out a second Machlokes. And that is, how does Bittu work? Rashi Shita is Bittu was the only Metzias that they are, sorry, Tashbisu. And Taisus Shita is that it's a din of heaven. Now, let's get to the third part of what we want to cover today, and we'll see how everything fits beautifully. Getting into Agamar, Taisus is a Kasha on Rashi. Why is Taisus Kasha on Rashi? And how could Rashi say that why do we do Bedika? We do Bedika to satisfy the Yundai Raisa, we shouldn't be able to buy or buy Mate. That's Shitas Rashi, Frektais is, there's just those three words, Kashuri. Given the Tsar of Bithel, as it says in the Gemara, with the rag of Bithel the Yamasagi, Amai is Yukhuk Amidika Thomas. So when they're fine, Kash the Kasha. How can Rashi say Bedika? You shouldn't be able to buy or buy Mate. That's all. You're not able to buy or buy Mate anyway, so you did Bithel. So this is the Shverakite on Rashi, as the Kasha. How can Rashi say Bedika? You shouldn't be able to buy or buy Mate. It's Bithel. The Ran really answers
it in two steps.
We'll look at the Ran inside in a minute. Those of you who learned the Ran are not, give me a chance. I'll tell you what the Ran's parents is. The Ran's parents is the problem. Now what Rashi means is that we're afraid. Maybe you are not mevatel b'lei shalom. It's very easy to tell someone to be mevatel crumbs, the Cheerios that are under the refrigerator. But what happens if somebody has a whole box of cereal, somebody has a whole cake? So what kind of people is that? V'chayshish shema lo yevatlenu b'lei shalom. Maybe he's not being mevatel b'lei shalom. And if he's not being mevatel b'lei shalom, then it's going to be Aiva, Vayuva, Vayimata. So why do we require a Bedika, Dr. Ran? Because we're Chayshin Shemalei about Leva B'lei Shalei. And if you weren't about Leva B'lei Shalei, even if you said it, but then you said the whole Musaf, Kalhamra, Dika B'shusi, said the whole thing. But if you weren't about Leva B'lei Shalei, it doesn't work. So you're Aiva, Vayuva, Vayimata. So Rashi, why do you need Bedika? Mishum Baliurai Bayimate. Because the Chayshish you are in the back of Blake Shalem, so now the Bedika is Taka that you shouldn't be able to buy your Bayimate. So now Rashi is good. Rashi says, why do you do Bedika? Shall you have a Baliurai? You know why. Because you are in the back of Blake Shalem. Great, Rabbi Kidanka. Who cares if you are in the back of Blake Shalem? Who cares? The Baram Shabbalai, they have the Baram. You get up and you announce that this Chavitz is Hefker, who cares if you don't do it for Leif Shalom? Let's say somebody goes to the street and he announces that the things on this table are Hefker. Am I? I'm not getting it. Someone takes them. So maybe he says that the Leif, she didn't do it for Leif Shalom. Ooh, we're going to laugh at him. The Baram Shabbalai, they have the Baram. If you're not getting something, who cares if the bones of a leg is in your heart, you weren't thinking. So it's a problem. The answer is, and this says in a number of the assignments, that Rashi is Lashitasa. Like Rashi, Bittul is not a din hefker. Bittul is a din of Bithel B'lei. It's something which is not the tab. It's something which is totally B'lei, totally. So Rashi L'shitasai, if you're not Mevatel B'lei Shalei, it's not a Bithel. So Because Rashi knows Bittul is not Hefker. But you don't have to announce it to anybody. You could be in a room all by yourself. And you don't even have to say it, you just think it. And it's Bittul. Since Bittul is totally belayed, so therefore you need a Bittika. Why? You shouldn't be asked about your Rabbi Yamase. Why? Because if you are not about the Blaze Shalem, then you are about your Blaze. You are not about your Rabbi Yamase. There's no problem of Devarim Shebalei by Rashi, because there's nothing to do with Hefker. It's just a din Torah that in your ways you have to be Mevatelim. So the Torah said, Teshbisu, Tivakled, Blaze Shalem, you have to be Mevatelim. Rashi, which he taught, is very good. Because you are a Mevatelim of Blaze Shalem. You are the kind Teshbisu. So now if you have Chavis, you're over on Vayuah, Vayuah, say. So since you're over on Vayuah, Vayuah, say, Chazal said, do a Bedika. So afraid you are the back of Blaise Shalom.
Even if
you said it. Even if you said it. The saying it like Rashi is just to show, just to make a firm decision in your heart. Mashiach came like Tysus, Bittul is Medin Hefker. If Bittul is Medin Hefker, then Tysus is right. What are you afraid of? Shemalei that light of Blaise Shalom. Who cares? He was not good. Like Tysus, Tysus doesn't understand Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? Once you do Bittul, Devarim Shebalei, they know Devarim. Once you did a Bittul, it doesn't matter. But Tysus says to Rashi, what are you talking about? Shema Yabiyayva Bayeva Bayeva Say. It's not true. Once you do Bittul, it's guaranteed you're not Ayeva Bayeva Bayeva Say. Who cares if in your heart you didn't want to Ayeva Belay? Lamaisa, you did a Bittul, you said, I want this to be Hefker. It's Hefker. You have to throw away with it. There's no two ways around it. It's Hefker. It doesn't matter what you're thinking in your heart. So like Tysus, Tysus said, I don't understand Rashi. Once you do Bittul, you're guaranteed not to be able to buy your Rabbi. It's only Rashi, which he taught Tysus, where you see that the way Rashi learned Bittul, that Machlokes Rashi, Tysus, and Bittul, Hainuach is the cause of this Machlokes Rashi, Tysus here. Because since Rashi learned Bittul means a Gemira Hadas Belay, that's why Rashi was Chayish Shemalei Lechon Yachon. And then you'll be Eber Vayera. And that's why Rashi said, why do you do Bedika? You should be Eber Vayera by your own. But the way it works out, these two Machlokes are really totally Zeb and Zeb. Because the whole reason that Rashi said that Bittul was not enough for Vayera is because like Rashi, if you're not about to believe Shalem, it doesn't help. Like Rashi, this was not enough. That's why you need a Bedika. You shouldn't be able to buy your Rabbi Yamasa. Because this alone wouldn't do the trick. Shalem, that's not a Yafa Yafa. Like Tysus, Bittul does the trick. Once Bittul does the trick, so then if it's beyond Rashi, you're not going to be able to buy your Rabbi Yamasa anyway. So this works out, the sheep of Rashi and Tysus work out to fit one with the other. There is a second, it's a very similar shot, side the Ran, the answer Rashi, and that is in the Batsanura and the Rav and the Tysus Yadis on the Mishnahis. They say they're finished. They say that like Rashi, if during Pesach you have harata on your bittul, you could be mevatel the bittul. Like Rashi, if during Pesach you find a nice piece of cake, and you say, oh shucks, I shouldn't have been mevatel this, they say it's possible to undo the bittul. What? Lema freya. I just have to do the fashion, lema freya. Shovel me the talus, I shovel it, lema freya, lema freya. That you can undo the bittul. That's what they said according to Rashi. Now according to Tysus, it's not so. According to Tysus, that bittul was hefker. You certainly can't undo it. You certainly cannot undo it. This is not an afkamina Rashi and Tysus. According to Rashi, you can undo a bittul. You can have charata from a bittul. According to Tysus, you can't have charata. So they say, that's shot in Rashi. Rashi says, you do bedika. Shalom yabar b'balyura b'alyumase. What does Rashi mean, you do bedika, you shouldn't be ever b'alyura b'alyumase? He means that you shouldn't be over Ba'yirah, Ba'yimaseh, that if you'll find something and have karata, you'll be over Ba'yirah, Ba'yimaseh. You might have karata, you'll be over Ba'yirah, Ba'yimaseh. So therefore, you have to do a bedika, make sure there's nothing in your house. So it shouldn't come to a situation where you're going to end up having karata on your original bid. How does it work? How does it work? So Taisus Yonta says there's a concept of mashava levatla mashava. That a later mashava could be levatla earlier mashava. And he says it works. I agree to Chiddush. I'm not about anybody, I'm telling you. That that's the way they learn a mash. Taisus said, you know, have a meaning. Taisus learns it's a plain, ordinary hefka. So have a meaning.
Mashava is more important than
women. And mashava is, yeah, really mashava should work.
Why did you
become a Kohen? What? In Achinam. According to Tosis, if you're Mavakal, and later on you do a king, you have a mind to be the Chayyid, Achinam. Your person will be either dead. It wouldn't be Mavakal Mavakal, it would just be a new king, you're Mekamal Abba. Achinam. According to Tosis, it would also be a problem. But it's not accurate to say that the Bedika is Mishum Ba'yirah Ba'yimah. According to Rashi, Shas Bedika is Mishum Ba'yirah Ba'yimah. Basis of Shash, you can make a new Kenyan later. But it's a Shash. And Mike do it. He says, I think in the Tzmach, he says that we're only Chayshish that for a minute he'll forget. We'll have Haran. So we'll go and do a nice Kenyan, and that's all afraid. But yes, I might be kind, more than just to say, oh, I wish I could eat him. Yes, I might be kind. Okay, so we've covered basically the Machlaikis Rashi Taisus, which is two Machlaikis Rashi Taisus. And these Inyanim, they're going to recur again and again throughout. But there's one other line in the Ran, there are many other lines, one other Ran line which is important, which I'd like to discuss. Is a question if you could be Mevatel Chametz Yadua. And you do this. And you know you have chametz. You say, I want to be mevatel for chametz yodua, chametz that I know exists. Does bittul work for that? The Ran says to Feirish that bittul helps afilu l'chametz yodua. Not only does it work the way we do it, that we don't know, maybe there's a piece of cake somewhere, maybe there's a cookie somewhere, we're mevatel. It certainly works, chametz she'ena yodua. But the Ran says that afilu l'chametz yodua, even if you know certain that you have chametz, if you want, you have the option of being mevatel that chametz. The Rambam, according to one gersa in the Rambam, there's a question if it's the correct gersa, but according to one gersa in the Rambam holds that bittul only works for chametz she'ena yadua. And I didn't mark it down. I think the Rambam is the beginning of Parashat Malchus Chayim. So according to one gersa of the Rambam, bittul does not work for chametz yadua, chametz which we know exists. And we really have to think about that. Why shouldn't bittul work for chametz yadua? Well, you learn it rationally. However, you learn bittul works. Can I explain why why shouldn't bittul work? The old attacker should work. The old tashbisu should work. So it's a bit of a power. Why shouldn't people work for Chametz Yadua? Let me explain. Worse than that, there are a number of the famous Gemaras, not like this one. One Gemara, which the Ran brings down from that Mem test, the Gemara says, "Ha'haylech lishchayt et Pesach." Right? Someone's traveling to Yerushalayim, chef is coming to Pesach. The news cash she ate like chametz today. And as he's traveling to Yerushalayim, he remembers that he left chametz in that place. There's some chametz in his house. So if he has enough time to go back home, destroy the chametz, and still make it to Yerushalayim in time for the Korban Pesach, he does that. But if not, if he doesn't have enough time to go back home, so mezaklei b'levi, and that's enough. He's traveling. He's mevakel b'leiv, and he continues on his way to be mocked with his carbon test. That's the case of chametz yadua. Tesef Mishnah asks, and the Ran Bokanam asks, that's a case of Chametz Yodua. He knows he has Chametz in his house. So the Bakr is a Levi, and that's good enough. So to the Feresh Gemara, that even a Chametz Yodua, that little helps. There's another Gemara, which later on that's yours, which Tosfos alludes to. Gemara has a case of Kikar B'Shmei Kairo. You have a cookie on a beam, very high up. So the Gemara has a Shaila, the Nivaya, do you have to climb up to get that cookie and destroy it? Or maybe it's enough bittles. So again, you see, that's also Chametz Yadua. You know the Chametz exists. There's a Feresh Gemara, that bittle is good. Feresh Taki Kashi, so. Two Feresh Gemaras, there are a few more. Taki brings, I think, four Gemaras all together. They talk about Chametz Yadua, Chametz which is known, and bittle helps. How can the Bama say that bittle doesn't work for Chametz Yadua? Stifler, this is Simon Bays and Kilo Piaget. Stifler says a Gavaldic of Shah, beautiful Shah, in the Rambam. If you look in Simon Bays, I recommend you read the first paragraph, which is the Kashis. And then you skip to the last paragraph, which is this chap. Before that, the Stifler has a terrace of the Derek of Pilpul. Then afterwards he writes, he realized, no, you don't need the Pilpul. You have another terrace. The Bergish Mercantile. He says, why shouldn't bittul work for Chametz Yadua? Let's just why. Let's chat around. Why shouldn't bittul work for Chametz Yadua? It's a stifle, you know why? Here you are, you have a cake on your table, and you say, I'm about to it, it should be after the hour, I don't care about it. If it's after the hour, why don't you throw it in the garbage? If you would have after the hour on your table, wouldn't you throw it in the garbage? What kind of bittul is that? You're getting up and you're saying, it's after the hour, it's not chashuv to me, and you're leaving it in your cabinet, you're leaving it in the garbage, why are you leaving it on your table? The Stifler says that when you do bittul to Chametz Yadua, your maisa shows that it's not a real bittul, it's just words. You don't really need it. Because if you would really need it, wouldn't you destroy it? Wouldn't you destroy it? Zot the Stifler. Therefore, the Rambam holds that a Chametz Yadua bittul doesn't work because the bittul is baloney. Baloney. Yeah? Let me go back. I'm telling you how. The question is, yeah. When you're great, that, very good. You think it's happy. That's why it's the cash. Zuck the stifler, the name of the cash pulls off. If a person's traveling to Yerushalayim and he remembers he had the cake on his table. He doesn't have time to go home. He says, alright, I declare it's like garbage to me. Is there a problem that is nicer as a spirit of his words? No. Why? Because why isn't he going home to get rid of it? Because he doesn't have enough time. It's pack of garbage. His words are true. It's garbage. Let's say he's traveling and he remembers he has garbage on his kitchen table. That's the way he gets home. The reason he's not throwing it out, it's not because he's mastered it. It's not a proof he's mastered it. If he's traveling and he says bittul, his maisa is not a spirit as bittul. Because his bittul is an honest bittul. The only time bittul or chametz yadua doesn't work is if you're in your house. And there's chametz right there. And you're saying it's garbage. So why don't you throw it out? So there, the Rambam holds, bittul or chametz yadua does not work. It's right there. So the case of the IDs of the stifler, why isn't he throwing it out? Because it's a pain in the neck. You have to bring a ladder, climb up to the beam. Most people don't dust their beams. You know, it's a high beam. It's not a place a person can normally reach. So most people don't climb up there anyway to clean off their dead dust. So there's a piece of chametz there. So it's not a stira. It's a shemir. The stifler says a shematzlis. Why is he placed to climb? It doesn't show that his words are not true. Everything is refrigerator, everything is cabinet, everything is on the table. So the fact they don't throw it out shows it's difficult. It's not honest. But it is b'shnei kaira. But there's a different reason why he's not getting it. So he says up the cipher, the Rambam sheet is very understandable. The chometz yodua, the kalter man is in front of you, bittul doesn't work. It's far away from you, then bittul doesn't work. The space sheet is around them, and we know this tomorrow. I'd like to get back and explain why I spoke with that on that day. Does this have to do with our Mishnah? Mr. Shem will come back.